Perik Techelas is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Isser ben Reb Feibish Zichroinu Levracha, dedicated by Mr. and Dr. Jordan Herman. May the Torah study learned in this shiur be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachos Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara, towards the end of the Amud Aleph, discusses the following shaila. Bo minei yitchia be'abin meyachisto tzivo she'en lehen tmidin umusafin ezen hen koidem. Yitchia be'abin asked Chisto the following question. A tzivo, the Klal Yisrael, that don't have enough money, or for some reason they're not able to have karbonis, animals, for both a carbon tamid and the musaf, they have they're able to supply bringing either a carbon tamid or a carbon musaf. Which one takes precedence? Which one is more important, will override the other one? And the Gemara says, if it's a tamid and a musaf, if it's a tamid for a day of Yom Tif, So just like the Musaf is Mekudish, has the Kedusha of the Yom Tif, is connected to the Yom Tif and is exceptionally Kaddish because of the Yom Tif, so to the Tamid, even though the Tamid is brought every single day, seems to be the ordinary Tamid that's brought on the Yom Tif day, nevertheless, the Tamid of the Yom Tif is more Mekudish. Even that same Karmah that's brought every other day, but the one that's brought on Yom Tif is more Kaddish than the rest of the week, the other days. And as such, so if we're talking about a question of whether we should bring the Tamid of Yom Tif or the Musaf of Yom Tif, then certainly we should bring the Tamid of Yom Tif more than first before we bring the Musaf of Yom Tif, being that the Tamid has two milas. The Tamid has two advantages. It has one that it's Tadir, it's brought every day, and it's Mekudosh. It's exceptional Kedusha, this exceptional holiness. Whereas the Musaf is not brought every day, so it's not Tadir, and it's only Mekudosh, and therefore the Tamid and Mekudosh will override the Tamid, which is Tadir and Mekudosh, will override the Musaf, which is only Mekudosh. So the Gemara explains that the question pertains to when they only have an ability to bring the next day's Tamid or today's Musaf. So the question is between a tamid that's brought during the regular mundane weekday and a musaf that's brought on Yom Tif. Which one takes precedence? Do I say the musaf is more important, comes first because it's mikudash, it has this exceptional holiness? Or do I say that the tamid takes precedence since it's tadir, since it's all the time? The Rambam, in fact, in Hilchos Tmidin, Musaf and Perek Tes Halacha Beis, says that the Gemara does not come to Maskana, and therefore, whichever one a person wants to put first, he can put first. So we will see that even in today's day, that we don't have Karbonis, but this concept, this actual Halacha, is very negaya to practical Halacha. The Nemuki Yosef in Hilchos Tzitzis says the following. The Nemuki Yosef says, someone who has an option of putting on tefillin or tzitzis, which one should he put on first? Says the Nemuki Yosef, he should put on the tzitzis. He should put on his talis first. He says two reasons. First of all, tzitzis is equal, the Gemara says, is equal to all the mitzvahs. So you see, there's a tremendous mile of tzitzis. And second of all, it's more tadir, since tzitzis is a mitzvah that we are mikayim, we fulfill both on Shabbos and during the weekday. So it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, every day of the year, whereas tefillin a person does not wear on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, tzitzis is more of a tadir, is more often, and therefore it has this advantage more than tefillin. Now the Megillah also says that he saw the Rabbeinu Yoinin Seva Yir, and says also that you should put on a talis before you put on tefillin. Shulchan Aruch brings down all the passages like this, and he says in Aruchayim Simchafei, and this is what is well known, then we go into shul, and we put on our talis, and then we put on our tefillin. And we do that because Shulchan Aruch says that. Shulchan Aruch says that after you put on a talis, you should put on tefillin because Meilim V'Akoydash. We go up in Kedusha. So, the Nemuki Yosef said that there are two reasons why we're putting on the talis before the tefillin. First of all, it's Shokol, connected all the mitzvahs. And second of all, it's more Tadir. Comes the Shagas Aryeh in the Tshuva, and he asks on the Nemuki Yosef, and he asks as follows. The Nemuki Yosef is saying, we should put on the talis first, because the talis is Tadir. It's something that the mitzvah applies all the time, and it's more often than the mitzvah of Tzolot. He asks that it's not so L'chayra. L'chayra, what the Nemuki Yosef says, is not true. Despite the fact that tzitzis is worn on Shabbos and Yom Tov and tefillin not, but tefillin, the mitzvah, according to the law of the Torah, is more tadir, then the mitzvah comes up more than the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why? According to many Rishonim, and says that Shagasai, that is the main opinion. The main opinion is, let's first say what the Machlokes is. There's a Machlokes, we know the Torah says that tzitzis is only by day, a mitzvah for the day, and not a mitzvah for the night. So Machlokes of Rishonim, how to explain what that means. According to some Rishonim, that means no matter what type of garment you wear, you only have an obligation to wear the tzitzis by day and no obligation to wear the tzitzis by night. According to other opinions, it's not a matter of whether it is nighttime outside right now or whether it is daytime outside right now, but rather, if it's a type of garment that's worn by day, then it's obligated to put on tzitzis on it, whether it's nighttime, whether it's daytime currently. And if it's a type of garment that's worn by night, then you're exempt from putting tzitzis on it, whether it's currently daytime or whether it's currently nighttime. So, says the Shagatai, the main halacha of many Rishonim, the main halacha is that it's dependent if it's actually day right now or night right now. In other words, it doesn't make a difference what garment it is. All garments, if it's daytime right now, you're obligated in tzitzis. If it's nighttime right now, you're exempt from tzitzis. So then it comes out that the mitzvah of tzitzis is limited to the daytime. That means half of the time there's no obligation of tzitzis. Every single day has a day and a night, and half the day, which is the nighttime, is exempt from tzitzis. Whereas, versus tefillin, tefillin is a mitzvah according to the law of the Torah. It's a mitzvah the entire day, including the night. The Chachamim came along and said that one should not wear tefillin at night, and therefore we don't wear tefillin at night. We take tefillin off when it comes to the night, even if one is wearing tefillin before the night. And that's because of the chashash that a person might fall asleep and they'll come to the afiyach. But din ha-Torah, according to the Torah law, tefillin is the mitzvah applies even by night, by day and by night. So says the Shagas Aryeh, according to the main halacha, and according to the din da'iraisa, the mitzvah of tefillin is more tadir than the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis does not apply to night, and the mitzvah of tefillin does apply at night. So even if you take away Shabbos and Yom Tov, that tefillin, there's no chiyuv to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and tzitzis is a chiyuv on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but the amount of extra hours and days and times that you have from all the nights of the year will outweighs the amount that is tadir, and therefore the mitzvah of tefillin is certainly much more tadir than the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, the reasoning of the Nemuki Yosef seems to be very shver, and therefore he would disagree with the Nemuki Yosef. That's for one. Says the Shagas Aryeh, now even if you'll tell me that perhaps the Nemuki Yosef goes like the other Rishonim, or if you will follow the other Rishonim, and therefore you will follow the Nemuki Yosef, that the Rishonim that say that the mitzvah of tzitzis depends on what type of garment. That means if it's a garment that's mainly worn by day, then you have an obligation to put tzitzis on it, whether it is day, whether it is night. So then you'll say that the mitzvah of tzitzis does indeed apply at night. So then you'll say that the mitzvah of tzitzis is more tadir than the mitzvah of tzolot. because tzitzis is by day and by night, and also on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and tefillin is by day and by night, according to Dina Torah, and not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So then you'll say that the tzitzis is more todim. Says the Shagas Hari, even if you go like that. But our Gemara discusses what happens when one thing has an advantage of being a todir, and the other thing has an advantage of being mikudosh, being more holy, being more holy. And the Gemara does not come to be Pasha that Shaila. And the Rambam, as we said, says that therefore it's a suffix, and therefore a person can do whichever one they want first. And says the Shagas Hari, tzitzis and tefillin, which one is more kaddish? Tefillin is more kaddish. Tefillin is more heilig. Tefillin is considered a davar shebiktusha, where tzitzis is not considered a davar shebiktusha. The tefillin, which is written in the words of the Sefer Torah, in the name of Hashem, is considered a davar shebiktusha when the tefillin is no longer usable. A person has to dispose of it like they dispose of a stam, like they dispose of Sefer Torah. It's a tremendous kedusha. Person has to be very careful. It cannot be taken. Therefore, it's filling the ikir adin, cannot be taken into a bathroom. Tzitzis, we know all we are tzitzis in a bathroom. Talis, as we mentioned in another shiur, the only reason why we don't take it into the basic kisa is only because it's a beged shel tefillah. But the tashmish a mitzvah, the halacha is things that are used for a mitzvah. You just can't be mevazeh them, but they really can be thrown out. Tashmish and mitzvah is rokim, but tefillin, not even only the tefillin, even the box around the tefillin and the tzuais, they're all tashmish and kedushas and ignosim. You have to be going to them. You have to bury them. You have to be careful with them, even when we're finished with using them. So certainly tefillin is considered much more mekudosh than tzitzis, and therefore, even if you will argue, says the Shagas Hari, that tzitzis is considered more tadir than tefillin, but tefillin is certainly more mekudosh, and then it's a question of you of putting first prioritizing the tzitzis, which is tadir, or the tefillin, which is mekudosh, and it's a suffix. According to the Rambam, it's a suffix. And therefore, you can do whichever one you want first. And therefore, as the Shagas Hari, the Choyer, the Mekiyosef is very shvet. Then he says, even if you want to say, not like the Rambam, that for some reason, you'll say that the halacha is that Tadir comes before Mekudosh. And you'll also say that Tzitzis qualifies to be more Tadir than Tzillin. Because you'll say that tzitzis applies both by day and by night. Even if you make both of those assumptions, says the Shagas Hari, I will still argue on the reasoning of the Nimuk Yosef. Why? Says the Shagas Hari that tzitzis is a type of mitzvah that one is theoretically not, essentially not obligated to do. The Torah only says that if you wear a garment that has four corners, then you must put on to it tzitzis. But there's no obligation, according to the Torah, to wear a garment that has four corners. You do not have to, theoretically, according to strict Torah law, a person would not have to ever wear a garment of four corners, and they would never have to have tzitzis. One should not do that. We know that the Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi met somebody like that, and Eliyahu Navi said that Idan Rischo, when Hashem gets angry, he gets angry, he lets his anger out, kavyacho, whatever that means, and people that aren't trying to do his mitzvahs. And therefore, it's mutav, it's put upon us, that we are supposed to look out and try to do mitzvahs, and therefore we are all supposed to try to wear a bag, wear a garment that has four corners in order to obligate ourselves to wear tzitzis. But in essence, the Torah never obligated one to wear tzitzis. Whereas tefillin is not like that. Tefillin, the Torah obligates everyone to wear tefillin. So therefore, says the Shagas Hari, certainly, even if you'll tell me that the mitzvah of tzitzis is more often, and you'll tell me that when you have a tadir and mikudosh, you should put the tadir first, but it's impossible to apply that to a mitzvah that's not obligatory. You cannot compare a mitzvah that's obligatory to a mitzvah that's not obligatory. Certainly, a mitzvah that's obligatory will come before a mitzvah that's not obligatory, even if that mitzvah that's not obligatory is more often. And therefore, the Shagat Aryeh says, not only does he have the Mitzvah Yosef Shver, he has the Shulchan Aruch Shver. He has a hard time understanding Shulchan Aruch, that Shulchan Aruch says that one should put talis on before tefillin. He says that the nail of tefillin, the tefillin is more Kaddish, and therefore you should go ahead and put a tefillin on first. So why does Shulchan Aruch say you should put on your talis first? And even though the Nemuk Yosef said another reason, Nemuk Yosef said a reason that you should put on Tittus first because Tittus is equal to all the mitzvahs. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of Tittus is so great that it's equal to all the mitzvahs. He says, even if fulfilling Tittus is equal to all the mitzvahs, nevertheless, since it's not obligatory, it's impossible, it's inconceivable to say that it's more important, more chashuv, and should take precedence over a mitzvah that's obligatory. And therefore, the Shagas Aryeh comes to the conclusion that a person can put on whichever one he wants. So says the Shagas Aryeh. Comes the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha says that there's another explanation to the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Halacha says that the Goyin and Eliyahu Rabbi say a different pshat for the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Goyin, you know why you should put on tittis before tefillin is because a person, when they go about doing mitzvahs, they should go like a ladder. They should go from one step to another step. They should go up in levels of kedusha. So you're right. If you're coming from the angle of the Shagas Aryeh, then which mitzvah is more halig, more obligatory, more chashuv, so then tefillin would come first. But here, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the Mahalach in Avodas Hashem, the way to serve Hashem is that we come to Shul and we should go Madrega after Madrega. Start with the lower Madrega, then start getting higher and higher and higher. It should be a build-up. And therefore, on the contrary, because Tittis is lower and Tefillin is higher, so first put out the Tittis, first go to that Madrega, and after you're all covered with the Kisu Shamitzvah, then you'll go and be mekasher yourself with the kasher ayichud ve'akdusha. And he says with this it's answered the kasher of the Shagas Aryeh. And perhaps that's really what the Shulchan Aruch meant when he said ma'ilin ba'akoydash. He did not use the words of the Yimuki Yosef of Tadr Koydim or Shkula Kinarik Kol HaMitzvah. On the contrary, he's going with the Mahalach of the Shagas Aryeh to a certain degree, that the tefillin is more Kaddish, and we have to go up with a build-up, we have to go with the Avodas Hashem and the Mahalach of the build-up, that we start with something that's lower, and then we go to something that's higher. And therefore, one should certainly follow what Shulchan Aruch says, that a person, they come to shul, you first put on the talis, and then you put on the tefillin. However, there's one important halacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's important to remember. The Mishnah Berurah says that the whole halacha is like an order of kedima. Chatchili should do this one before that one. However, there's a different halacha that it's ein mavir na la mitzvah. You're not allowed to pass over a mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah right in front of you, right in your hand, you should not pass over it and go to another mitzvah. And the question is, and therefore, if somebody already has their tefillin in their hand, they should put on the tefillin first before the tittis, before the talis. And therefore it's important that when a person puts away their talis and tefillin, they should put it away in a way that they'll reach out, they'll come in contact with their talis first, and then in contact with their tefillin. Like this, they'll be able to fulfill what Shulchan Aruch says. Like this, they'll be able to first put on the talis, and then put on the tefillin, and like this, they'll have this ma'ilo of going from one step to another with this ma'ilo of the build-up, and they'll fulfill what Shulchan Aruch says, Ma'ilin ba'kodesh, that you should put on the talis before the tefillin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.